Title: Subtle Pan Automation on Atmospheres Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're dialing in one of those invisible but expensive techniques in drum and bass, subtle pan automation on atmospheres. And I want to set the vibe right away. The goal is not to hear panning. The goal is to feel life. When it's done properly, you don't notice movement, you just notice that your track feels wider, deeper, and more cinematic, without stealing focus from the kick, snare, and the sub living dead center. We are doing this in Ableton Live with stock devices, and we're going to keep it mono safe, because if your atmosphere disappears on a phone or gets weird in a club, it's not a flex. It's a problem. First, let's pick a good atmosphere source. You can use a pad from Wavetable or Analog, a noise bed like vinyl or room texture, or a field recording, Rain, a station platform, crowd noise classic jungle DNA. Quick drum and bass rule. Keep the sub lane sacred. Atmospheres are mostly a mid and high story. If your Atmos has low-end rumble, that's not warmth, that's just fighting your bass and your kick. We'll clean it in a second. If you're using an audio sample, grab something that's at least 8 bars long, 16 or 32 is even better. Warp it with Complex, and if it's tonal, try Complex Pro. Then loop it cleanly so you've got a consistent bed to work with. Now we build a clean Atmos device chain. This matters because pan automation is only as good as the signal you're moving. If it's muddy, harsh, or uncontrolled, panning just spreads the mess around. On the Atmos track, start with EQ8, high pass it, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Pick the cutoff by ear. Push it up until the sub and low kick energy stops reacting. Then back it off slightly. If it's boxy or cloudy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 500 Hz. Maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's scratchy, tame a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. Nothing extreme. We're shaping, not performing surgery. Next, add auto filter. Set it to low pass. Put the cup off somewhere like 8 to 14 kHz, resonance around 0.7 to 1.2, and keep the envelope off for now. This filter isn't here to do a big sweep. It's here as a tone stabilizer, and later it can do tiny movement without messing with volume too much. Then add utility. This is our main tool for pan automation, and it's also our safety device. Set width around 110 to 140%. Be careful going past that. Wider isn't always bigger, sometimes it's just facey. Turn on bass mono around 128Z. This is one of those thank yourself later settings. It's not just for bass tracks, it's for anything wide that might accidentally smear the low end. After that, add reverb. Keep it controlled. Size around 20 to 35%. Decay maybe 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut 7 to 10 kHz, and dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Optional, but often great. Add a saturator before the movement stage. Super light, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip-on. The reason is simple. A slightly textured atmosphere grabs the stereo field better. You can run it quieter, but it still feels present. Now, before we draw automation, let's decide the style. In DNB, you usually choose between three movement vibes. 1. Slow drift. Continuous, subtle, long arcs. Perfect for liquid, deep rollers, jungle intros. 2. Phrase-based offsets. The pan position changes intentionally every 8 or 16 bars so the arrangement feels written, not looped. 3. Accent pans. Quick little moments on fills and transitions. Today we'll combine slow drift and phrase-based resets, because that combo is the sweet spot for most drum and bass. Let's automate pan the safe way. Go to Arrangement View. Hit it to show automation lanes. On your Atmos track, choose Utility, then Pan. Now, important, we're talking micro-movement. If this is a wide, noisy atmosphere, start around plus or minus 5 to 12 in Ableton's pan units. If it's a tonal pad, go even smaller, like plus or minus 3 to 8. With tonal stuff, less is more. If you pan a strong chord too much, your whole track starts leaning sideways. Here's a solid starting drift you can draw. Over 8 bars, go from center, 0, up to about plus 8. Over the next 8 bars, drift from plus 8 over to about minus 6. Then over the next 8 bars, come back toward 0. As you draw this, make the lines curved, not pointy. You want motion that feels like a camera pan, not like someone steering a joystick. If you have lots of little nodes, right-click and use curved automation segments so you don't get those zippery, obviously automated moves. And here's why this works so well in drum and bass. Your drums and bass are repetitive by design. That loop is the engine. Tiny evolving stereo motion keeps the world around that engine feeling alive, without distracting from the groove. Now we add phrase-based reset points. This is the trick that makes it sound intentional. D&B structure is usually built in 8, 16, 32 bar logic. So use that. Right before the drop, in the last bar of the build, pull the pan back toward center. Even if it was drifting wide, bring it home. Then on the downbeat of the drop, set pan to dead center or just a tiny offset like plus 2 or minus 2. Let it stay more stable for the first few bars of the drop, then allow drift again after 4 or 8 bars. What this does is huge. The drop feels like it hits harder because the stereo field locks in for impact, and then it reopens. It's like your ears get a reset, and that makes the width feel bigger when it returns. Now, if your automation is feeling too obvious, here's the mindset shift. Reduce the range, increase the detail. So instead of swinging plus or minus 10, shrink it to plus or minus 4 to 7. Then add a few gentle points inside an 8-bar chunk, a tiny nudge left around bar 3, tiny nudge right around bar 6, back toward center by bar 8. Keep it subtle and keep it aligned with phrasing. In D&B, if your movement respects the 8-bar sentence structure, it feels musical. Let's talk about auto pan for a second. Auto pan can be great if you treat it like a seasoning, not an effect. If you want to use it, put it after EQ and filter, and usually before reverb. Try these safe settings, amount 10 to 20%. Rate extremely slow, like 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. That's a slow drift, not a rhythmic wobble. Shape on sine, phase around 120 to 180 degrees for a wide feel. One big warning, if you set auto pan to musical divisions like quarter notes or eighth notes, it starts sounding like an obvious plug-in move, and enrolling D&B that can fight the drums. Keep it slow unless you are deliberately making an audible autopan moment. Now we do the reality check. Mono compatibility. Add a utility on your master and use the mono toggle. Click it on and off while your Atmos is playing with the drums and bass. If the atmosphere disappears in mono or suddenly gets facey and weak, do this troubleshooting order. First, reduce width on the Atmos utility. Try 100 to 120%. Second, reduce extreme panning range. Smaller motion tends to survive mono better. Third, consider keeping the dry signal more centered and letting the reverb carry the width. And that leads into a really pro workflow, separate dry placement from wet width. Instead of putting reverb directly on the Atmos track, create a return track with reverb. Send your Atmos into it. Then keep your main Atmos closer to center and automate the utility pan on the return. That way, the core stays stable and punch-friendly, but the space moves around it. That is a very expensive mix trick. Here's another coach note that matters a lot. Pan is a level move in disguise. When you pan something, the perceived loudness can change, especially if the sound has strong mid-content. So if your Atmos feels like it pops out when it hits one side, add a very gentle compressor after utility. Ratio around 1.2 to 1.5 to 1. Slowish attack. Faster release. And aim for about 1 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not to squash it, just to keep the image moving without grabbing attention. Also, keep one anchor in your mix. If everything is drifting pads, noise, affects the whole track loses orientation and starts feeling seasick. Pick one stable reference, often hats, the snare verb, or a top loop. Keep that stereo picture fairly consistent while the atmosphere roams. If you want to get even more technical with stock tools, do a quick mid/side reality check. Put an EQ 8 after your movement, switch it to M/S mode, and briefly solo the side. If the sides are mostly harsh hiss or weird low mid phase stuff, tighten it. Often a side high pass around 200 to 400 Hz cleans it instantly. You can also do a small dip around 2 to 5k Hz if it's scratchy. Now let's map this to an arrangement so it feels like drum and bass, not like a random ambient track. Try this template. Intro, 16 bars. Pan drift slowly increasing, like 0 up to plus 8. Pre-drop, 8 bars. Pan returns toward center, reduce motion. Drop, 32 bars. Keep drift subtle, maybe plus or minus 3 to 6. Midsection variation, 16 bars. Drift a bit wider, like plus or minus 6 to 10. Breakdown, 16 bars. Widest and slowest, plus or minus 8 to 12, and you can add a touch of filter movement too. Final drop. Lock closer to center for punch. Then reopen in the last 8 bars for lift. That's how you make a roller breathe without constantly adding new sounds. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't use too much pan range. If it's swinging like trance autopan, you've lost the plot. Don't pan the sublayer. If your atmosphere has low end, high pass it or keep it mono. Don't keep constant big motion during the drop. Drops like stability. Use motion, but turn it down when the groove is densest. Don't ignore mono. If it vanishes in mono, it's not actually wide, it's just phase. And don't forget why utility is so useful. Pan plus width control plus space mono, all in one place. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice you can do right now. Make a 32 bar rolling DNB loop, 1 atmosphere sample or pad. Chain, EQ8, utility, reverb, high pass at about 150 Hz. Automate utility pan like this. Bars 1 to 8, 0 to plus 6, bars 9 to 16, plus 6 to minus 5, bars 17 to 24, your drop, keep within plus or minus 3, bars 25 to 32, widen slightly to plus or minus 7. Then do the bonus move, on bar 16, right before the drop. Snap the pan to 0 for 1 beat, then let the drift return after the downbeat hits. That tiny center snap is one of those details that makes an arrangement feel deliberate. Finally, mono check on the master. If it collapses, reduce width first, then reduce pan range. Recap. Use utility pan automation for controlled, make safe stereo motion. Keep the ranges small, usually plus or minus 3 to 12 depending on the material. Make the automation phrase aware, with resets near drops. Protect the center with bass mono and regular mono checks. And if you're doing darker, heavier DNB, slower and smaller movement often feels more serious and more weighty. If you tell me your BPM and subgenre liquid, roller, jump up, neuro, jungle and whether your Atmos is tonal or noisy, I can give you an exact 64-bar automation blueprint with lock points, bloom points, and where to keep it tight for maximum punch.